Good evening. Welcome to the Hipster Mama Speaks. I'm Dear Teresa English. And once again, I'm glad to have you back here on tonight's show. And tonight I want to talk about a topic that it would be related to moms because it involves the topic of work. I was just thinking about the huge amount of student loan debt that I'm in at this point. And the struggle that I have of trying to pay off the student loan debt. And then I thought about the thousands, if not millions, of Americans who are still struggling to pay off their student loan debts. And the amount of student loan debt can range within just a few couple of hundreds to up to at least over $100,000, $100,000 in student loan debts. And we're talking about debts that it may take years, if not even a decade to pay off, and I just thought about that, and then I thought about the kind of life that I envision for my little girl as she gets older. Now, obviously, I can't force her to enter a certain type of career field. Obviously, I would nurture the talents and skills that God gave her, and help her parlay that into a fruitful and a career that will earn her a steady income and that will help her support herself and her family should she decide to have kids later on in life and marry and so on, or she wants to start a business. She can do that. I would support that. I would really try to push her towards entrepreneurship as opposed to doing the traditional 9-to-5 corporate track. As stated in a previous episode, for me personally, I could never really go into corporate work. It's just not my thing, and it doesn't match with what my beliefs are on motherhood. I believe that corporate work would only take me away from it. It take me it, with all the long hours and all of the workplace politics that is corporate America these days. It just wouldn't fit. But if my daughter wanted to enter something like that, something corporate, I would not necessarily stop her from doing it. All I could do is warn her about some of the pitfalls of that line of work and to let her know what she should be prepared for. And so, in light of the things that I've been thinking about as far as my own student loan debt and my desire for her not to go through the same thing, I just want to talk about certain career fields that people can enter. With that doesn't re that does that wouldn't require a 4-year degree, and that doesn't require you to go into a huge amount of debt just to establish your career. Now, this broadcast is aimed mainly at those just coming out of high school, but this can also be for those who are trying to reinvent themselves career-wise. Maybe moms who were stay-at-home moms for a long time, but due to divorce or other circumstances, they are now returning to the workforce, but they don't want to enter a new career with going into a whole lot of debt in order to get started. And so that was the inspiration for tonight's episode. And so tonight we're going to talk about how you can start a career without going into thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. Because it's possible. It is possible to establish all kinds of careers or even start your own business for that matter, without having to go through the avenue of a 4-year college and having to rack up all this money and student loan debt that stays on your credit report for I don't know how long. And now with new regulations regarding student loan debt, and not to mention that, but the job market has changed drastically since the global recession of 2008. If we look at the global recession of between 2008 all the way through little over 2010 or maybe even 2012, some people are saying. It's we think about how the job market took a huge hit, and one of the main groups that were hit by that were hit by this were millennials. If we look at the 2008 recession, many millennials like myself were just coming out of college. Some of us were undergrads, some were graduate students even. And I was just the other day, I was watching a few videos about PhD students who had to go on food stamps. And that's how bad things got with the job market. And I would say even today, the job market is not the same. We now have to get even more creative. We have to hustle even harder. It's just the way things are employment wise. And so, in light of that, I'm going to go right into some of the different kinds of careers that you can enter that don't involve you to have to, it, where you wouldn't be required to take out hefty student loans for 4 years of college. And I could talk about the whole thing with college, but that's for another episode. I'm going to stick to the episode at hand. I'm going to stick to my topic. And so, one of the first careers that you can enter into that does not require you to rack up so much student loan debt is an electrician. It's an electrician. Electricians generally complete a 5-year apprenticeship after receiving training at a trade school or vocational school. I mean, sorry, vocational college. And while in school, they will learn electrical theory, workplace safety, and in addition to that, they get some hands-on training as well as the regular classroom instruction that they receive. Now, once they complete their vocational training, they go on to complete an apprenticeship under an experienced electrician. And then once that happens, depending on the state that you live in, you either have to be licensed or certified. It depends on your state's regulations. So I would check with your state's regulations on licensing for electricians, on how to be certified and licensed. Now, for the average salary for electricians, now that would vary based on state and all, as well as other factors. But in general, you can earn up to $50,000 a year. And now, for those who are self-employed electricians, they can learn. I'm sorry, they can earn even more than that if they go into business for themselves. So that's the good thing about being an electrician too. If you choose this type of work, not only could you earn a steady and decent income working for a company as an electrician, but you can also earn even more than even past the $50,000 a year if you decide to go into business for yourself. So that's the great thing about being an electrician too. If you're looking for the kind of career where you're not racking up a whole lot of debt just to get the training, but in return you get a steady income. You get the flexibility of setting your own hours if you decide to be a self-employed electrician. So that's great. That's another great career, especially those who like to get their hands dirty, who like to do the hands-on kind of work, who like to get in there and do it and just and those and also who love the idea of helping others and service related jobs, that this line of work would be good for you. Now, for those who are into medical work, but they're not interested in going through the whole path of going to a 4-year university plus residency, plus medical school and a variety of other type of training. If you don't want to take that long route towards becoming a doctor, you can work as a medical assistant. So I've just discussed some of the things that they do. Medical assistants are responsible for the administrative and clinical tasks at a medical facility. Some of the duties include recording patient history, assisting with medical exams, taking vital signs, administering medicine such as injections and pills to patients under the obviously under the supervision of the main physician or head nurse. They schedule appointments, and medical assistants at times may have to do some work in regards to billing for patients as well. Now, medical assistants receive their education mainly from a community college, although some employers won't even require that. And the average salary for a medical assistant would be $32,000 at the most. So we see here that you can even work as a medical assistant if and you can do this without having to go to a 4-year college or that plus medical school. Because if we look at the amount of student loan debt that you would rack up if you were to attend a 4-year college and take a pre-med or pre-med biology pre or some other kind of pre-med degree, you'll rack up student loan debt right there as an undergrad. But then you go on to medical school after your undergrad, then you rack up even more debt. But if you want to avoid all of that and you just want to fast track into the medical field, if you want to keep it simple career-wise as far as a medical career goes, you can work as a medical assistant. And there are other jobs related to this that where a 4-year degree won't necessarily be required. In addition to that, You can work as a dental hygienist. There's also a pharmacy technician. Many times an associate degree would just be required for that line of work. And there's just so many different types of medical careers that one can enter that would not require you to go through 4 years of college. And another example is the registered nurse. A lot of times community colleges offer associate degrees in nursing. And now some may choose to go from an associate's degree and then still pursue their bachelor's. Now there are some aspiring registered nurses who still go that route as well. But in general, an associate's degree in nursing would really help in leading you towards a career as a registered nurse. So we see here that even with in the medical field, it is not always necessary to pursue a 4-year degree plus medical school, and being a medical assistant, that's one of the examples right there. Now we're going to go on to the next career field, and that is a real estate agent. So if you're into selling houses and helping people find the right home to buy, or if you want to help sellers sell their homes so that they can buy another home, or if you're interested in helping renters find the right apartment in the best neighborhoods, if you get a kick out of that kind of work, then this would be the right job for you. And the good news about being a real estate agent is that generally you would just need a high school diploma. Now, I will say that more and more real estate companies might require, in the future, just might require many of the agents to have a college degree, if not some other kind of vocational training that's related to real estate. But I would say for now, all you really you just need a high school diploma. In addition to that, you also need to take some real estate courses. But these courses don't have to come from a major university, actually. There are some local and state real estate agencies that you can contact that might offer courses in real estate that will help you prepare you to get your license. Because in most states you will need a license to be a real estate agent. And how the licensing process goes, and you have to once again you have to check with your state to for the requirements, because each state's requirements are different. And in many cases they're similar, but then there might be some small differences. So it's best to check with your state to see what all the requirements are. But in most states you would need a license. And before you can even get the license, a lot of times they would require you to take some courses in real estate. It isn't just to help you understand the nature of the industry, the different tactics, what's legal, what's not legal, and practicing real estate, just all the nuts and bolts. So that's what those courses provide. So once you take those courses, you are now prepared to take a licensing exam from the state. And if you pass the exam, you will receive your license from the state, and that's it. And you are ready to practice real estate. You're ready to get your feet wet in the real estate business. Another good thing about this kind of work too is that you don't always have to work directly for a broker. You don't have to work as an agent affiliated with a local company. Now that might be the case when you're starting out as a real estate agent, but as you improve your marketing skills, continue to get training in this field, and seek out mentors who can help you do better in your field. You can eventually even strike out on your own and have your own real estate agency, or you can be a self-employed real estate broker and just go into business for yourself, have your own clients, and your income earning potential could just it could just increase. Note that there's really not a limit to your earning potential if you decide to go that route of being a self-employed real estate agent. But I will say that based on the research that I've done, in the beginning, a real estate agent's income could vary. In other words, it would be irregular in the beginning because they're just starting out, they're just learning the nuts and bolts of real estate. But once they get their feet wet or get soaked in this industry, if you will, and once they learn as much as they can, once they get better with their marketing and sales, and they improve their tactics and receiving and getting more clients and doing the job right, and so on and so on. it's just gonna be I would say that I think that they will really succeed in that. So if you're interested in real estate, this is one career field that you can enter into that does not require a 4-year degree, and you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about loads and loads of student loan debt. You don't have to worry about just weren't just trying to get in a huge amount of debt just to enter into this business. Now, this is not to say that there are no expenses involved. Obviously, there are all kinds of different expenses and fees that you might have to pay up when you're just starting out in real estate. But as far as you having to go through the whole process of a 4-year university just so you can become a real estate agent, that's really not necessary. Really, because really you just need a high school diploma. You'll have to take a few real estate courses, then go through the whole process of licensing, and that's it. And the rest of it's just it's really just looking for different ways, creative ways to get noticed by real estate agencies in your city, or if you're self-employed, going through the process of marketing yourself as an agent to potential clients. So once you do well in those areas, you have strong chances of succeeding in this industry. And I just want to talk about some of the duties that real estate agents do. We know that they locate clients who are interested in purchasing or selling their homes. That's one of their main duties. But not only that, but they give advice on the market condition and prices of homes, how to obtain home loans. So they're also involved in giving counsel to their clients. They also create and review lists of properties that are currently on the market in various neighborhoods throughout the cities they live in, and even areas just outside the cities they live in. Also, real estate agents would advertise properties, and they'll bring clients on tours to see the properties. And if they're working with sellers, if they have sellers for clients, they would help the sellers do an open house so potential buyers can come to the homes and look at all the features of the houses to see if that house would be right for potential buyers. So that's the way real estate agents work with sellers. In addition to this, and also they are involved in the negotiations between buyers and sellers around closing time when the buyers decide they want to buy the house and they have to work out a contract so what they do is they're like the middleman between the buyers and sellers when it comes to negotiations for buyers who are going to purchase a certain home. So these are just some of the many duties of a real estate agent. And the thing about being a real estate agent too is that you have to have strong communication skills. You have to have a you're really gonna have you will have to have a go out and get it attitude. You have to be very clever. You have to be well researched, a pleasant personality, and you have to have a strong understanding of real estate market trends, not just in your city and state, but nationwide. It's just so much involved in this work, but it can be a profitable career, and it does not require a 4-year degree to do it. Although some people do, some real estate agents are college graduates, but that's not really a requirement. So if you're interested in a career that involves buying and selling homes and helping others find the home of their dreams, without having to go through the college track to do it, that this would be right for you. Also, there's a retail manager, those who manage retail operations. I just have a story about that. That's how my dad got started. Now he had a little college experience, but he didn't graduate when he was younger. I mean, he's a college graduate now, but when he was in his 20s, he had some experience at college, but didn't finish. And he started out working in retail. He started out as a salesperson at a lot of different stores, and these were entry level positions that he started out at. But he was very hardworking. He knew the ins and out of retail. He taught himself that. He got along well with other employees as well as just about every supervisor that he would work with. And this is not to say that there weren't any challenges that he faced along the way, but he worked his way up at many of these establishments, and he eventually became manager at a lot of different retail outlets, and not just that, but also in food service, because he started out doing he would manage a lot of the just regular retail outlets. But then he got into food service. Yeah, he started doing food service work, and from there he started managing a lot of food, a lot of restaurants. He was a manager. He would be the manager at a different restaurant location, locations throughout the city. And even at one point, he worked in management at a local hotel here. So it is possible to succeed in retail management without ever having to step foot in a college. Many people have done it over the years. It's just a matter of having a positive mindset, a willingness to be there, to dedicate yourself to learning what the ins and outs of retail or food service, and it's just working hard and having that attitude, having that I can do it attitude, and being dedicated and be willing to work hard. So it is possible to succeed in retail management and also food service management. So those two positions are careers where you would not need a 4-year degree for. You don't have to go into all of this student loan debt just to establish a career for yourself coming out of high school. You can start off as an entry level and continue to work your way up, and eventually you just might become manager. And with managers, and along with that comes a really good salary as well. So that's another option for you. And now I'm going to talk about paralegals. Now, paralegals will earn on average of $49,000, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And some of their duties would include collecting facts for a case on behalf of the attorney or other lawyers who work at the law firm, doing research on certain laws that are affiliated with the cases that the attorneys are working on. Paralegals also summarize reports, and they communicate with lawyers, clients, witnesses, and anyone else that might be involved in certain cases. Paralegals, they often enter this field by having a certificate of paralegal studies. And if you're interested in becoming a paralegal, you can obtain this certificate from just about any community college that offers paralegal studies. So or you can get an associate's degree in paralegal studies, and the cost of these of these the cost of that will probably be far cheaper than a 4-year degree, and so if you like legal research, if you love learning about different laws in the state, in the city, if you see yourself as an advocate for those who can defend themselves, if you're fed up with all the injustices in the city and state you live in, and you're someone who believes in defending those who can't defend themselves, and you love legal research, then paralegal work would be great for you. And not only that, but you would be able to earn a pretty good salary as a paralegal. And even now, some paralegals are working on a freelance basis. Some are not even affiliated with major law firms or even small local law firms nowadays. Some are contracting themselves out as freelance paralegals. So if you decide to go that route, the income earning potential could be even more than the average salary that some paralegals will earn at regular law firms. Your earning potential could be beyond that, depending on how hard you work, how dedicated you are, how willing you are to get creative in seeking out clients, and how willing you are to educate yourself and get as much training as you can and about being a paralegal, and just doing your job well and going above and beyond the just the traditional duties. As a freelance paralegal, you can do pretty well with that kind of work. And so if you're into that either on a freelance basis or working with a regular law firm in your city, paralegal work is a great career to enter, where you don't have to go into boatloads of student loan debt just to get your career established. This is one of those careers that you can't enter straight out of high school, and I would recommend that if you love research, if you love writing, if you have strong people skills, if you love being around people, if you see yourself as an advocate for those in your community, this would be a good career for you. And then there's the police officer, those who love law enforcement, those who are into that line of work. You can work as a police officer. Often you would just have to, a lot of times cities have had civil service exams for police officers. I know here in my hometown, I live in New Orleans, the civil service usually offers, they usually have the openings for police officers. So you would have to take an exam. But I believe you have to take a psychological exam as well as a physical exam just to test your physical and psychological abilities to handle the handle that kind of work as a police officer. But that even though that job is dangerous, so many officers have lost their lives in the line of duty, but it's also a rewarding job for those who love justice, for those who want to keep their community safe. And you can do this, though. Really, you would just need a high school diploma for this kind of work as well. Although there have been some police officers who have graduated from college or have taken a few college courses but maybe didn't finish. And then there are some officers who came out of the military, but they're just returning from the military and they want to continue in law enforcement. So you have many veterans who are police officers. So this is also excellent for those who are just coming out of the military, but they want to stay on the track of law enforcement. Becoming a police officer would work for you as well. And then there's the graphic designers. There will continue to be a strong need for graphic designers, especially especially with all of the digital media that we that I mean our society now is just saturated with all things digital, and because of that, there's going to continue to be a need, I believe, for more graphic designers. It's going to be there. That need will be there for graphic designers. And on average, they can earn up to $60,000. I mean, $60,000 per year. Now, if not, actually, that salary can go even beyond that. If this person, if you're a graphic designer that goes into business for yourself, if you decide to take the self-employed route, which I would recommend because you can set your own hours. You're able to find the client, find your own clients. You don't have to worry about clocking in, doing this, go through the whole 9-to-5 corporate track where you barely have a life, no time for your family. There's no work-life balance. And this is for any kind of creative freelance work. That's always that I believe there's some very strong benefits to freelancing. No matter what kind of career it is, freelancing offers you a huge amount of flexibility. And I do have a little bias towards it. The whole thing with freelancing, that's why I promote it on my podcast, because I really believe it's a wonderful way to have that work-life balance, to have that flexibility, and even increase your income earning potential. So this is no different with graphic designers. So this would be true also for freelance writers. This would be for those who do voice who are into doing voiceovers, that it would work for them as well. Those who are bloggers, it's just a lot of different things in a creative field that you can do on a freelance basis that could really increase your earning potential. And another great thing about that with graphic design is that a 4-year degree is not needed, not at all. In fact, I was talking to my younger brother, and he said that he would listen to he's an artist. And he would listen to different interviews with different artists and those who hire artists on a regular basis. And many times they mentioned that they're not as impressed with the artist's educational background as they are with the artist's ability to do the work and the talent and the hard work that they're willing to put in. So that's something to keep in mind, if you especially if you want to do work in a creative field. Now, especially nowadays, it's not to say that college is not important for those fields. Obviously, you can learn some things from college to help you if you're going to go to the creative field. Because I went to college for journalism, and I learned quite a bit. I found it to be very beneficial, actually. But what I'm saying is that this is just for those who just come out of high school. Don't think that you must have a college degree in order to enter a creative field like freelance writing or graphic design, animation, or comic book editing or writing, or if you want to go into blogging, or if you want to go into radio, or even radio broadcasting. it's not as necessary as it was maybe 15, 20 years ago. So much has changed with those fields. And with that said, I'm gonna close tonight's podcast. Once again, this is Thea Teresa English from the Hipster Mama Speaks, and I'll be back tomorrow night with another episode. And until then, everyone, have a blessed night.